Welcome to Monstown 365, episode 90. It's official. We're all aging.
Oh,
and
no.
If we want to age well, we need a plan. Welcome to Monstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And coming up on today's show, what it means to plan well to age well, the mission and purpose behind Aging Well Partners. And joining us is Jackie Clark. She's a certified senior advisor with Care Patrol. Thank you, Jackie, for being with us.
Thank you for having me on. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, my gosh. So tell us a little bit about what it means to be a certified senior advisor and what it is you do with Care Patrol.
So I'm a certified senior advisor. So that accreditation says that I have been educated in the entire space of older adults from financial, medical, placement, Medicare, the whole gamut. And I do specifically with Care Patrol, I do placement. So I help families navigate the entire process of finding assisted living, independent living, memory care, skilled nursing sometimes, in-home care, and also aging in place if that is the choice that you hope to do for yourself.
Wow. I know, that's a it's a lot, because I think we all have, you know, we're all aging, of course, but then I think about my own parents aging, and there's a lot to life when for seniors that you need to take into account. So everything that you're doing is a lot.
It is. And I, even when I first got into it almost 8 years ago, I thought I was just showing, I thought this was about geography. Oh, somebody needs help finding memory care, assisted living. It's so not about geography. If it was, people could do it on their own. What it is it's a very complex, especially today, and I think we've had a spotlight, actually a positive spotlight on the senior industry in that there's a lot of problems. And when you're searching for care, be it at home or in away from home, we like to say one size fits one, because it's like a prescription that your doctor gives you for whatever's going on in your life. You really need to look at the person, their particular care needs, the diseases they may or may not have, their lifestyles, their family, if there's family involved, where they want to live, their financial resources. But the biggest one is the planning. Have they planned to age? And I know that that sounds odd, but, you know, we plan to retire. We plan vacations. We plan going to college, but we don't plan to age. And we will all age whether we want to or not. So it's a super important aspect of what's going on. And what we've seen in the last 7 years that I've been doing this is there's a massive lack of planning, and this creates chaos, pain, failure, and sometimes even early death.
Wow. Okay, so how young should us old people begin planning, and is that like a long-term insurance plan, or like where would someone my age start? And Heather's age.
Okay, so so if you're in your 40s or 50s, you should, I think that's the age group, especially as women and moms. We are usually the ones responsible for the aging parent and or relative, and we have that, we shoulder that burden. And so I think it, we understand once we've gone through it. My mother died of dementia in 2019 after 12 years, and so it kind of gave me a wake-up call in my 40s, because I'm 53, so yeah, 40s, of not only did she kind of do it really bad, poorly, there was no planning, but it made me start thinking, how do I want to age? I certainly want to do this a little bit better. It made me think about what I eat, how I exercise, what my finances, wills, trusts, things like that. So it's never too early to start planning. I have a niece in who takes care of our Orlando Care Patrol, and she's 27, and she's running it, and I am constantly telling her, are you planning to age? Because how you want your life to go depends on what you're doing today. And so right now, if you're in your 40s or 50s, you should be thinking about your health, okay? I mean, we hear that all the time, but more than that, your resources. It's really expensive to to get old and to pass. It just is. If you have a disease, sometimes you don't know what's coming down, you have to be able to plan, do I want to stay at home, and what does that entail? Does that mean in-home care? Does that mean changing how my house is set up? If that's not possible, or you desire to be in assisted living, to be surrounded by more activity and things going on, can I afford it? That could be long-term insurance, but it's very expensive if you don't get it young. But there are ways to do it. It could be, if you're living in California, we have these really expensive properties. Is there a way to build a granny flat or a reverse mortgage or know that your house is paid off and you're going to use them out? Is it saving extra in a 401k? There's so many ways to save for retirement and for long-term care planning. And I say that if you came to me and say, I want to start planning for it, I would put you in touch with one of our experts in long-term care or just finances. You really just have to kind of have a map of where you want to go. And you need to be able to carry out step by step, year by year, and kind of check in with yourself. How am I doing? You know?
And this, all of this, to the totality of what you're talking about, the whole person, the whole life, your whole life or your parents' whole life. I think for us moms, we really get caught in between taking care of young ones and older ones. But people should go to Aging Well Partners, because is that you founded agingwellpartners.com, correct?
Correct. Me and some fellow colleagues in the industry, we realized that when somebody comes to me us for a placement, they needed more than a placement referral agent. They needed, a great story is I had a couple. They had no kids, no extended family, but they had a trust, will, money saved, plan for a beautiful golden retirement together. And they were set to stay home, but they both got dementia. And I'm not even kidding, at the same time. And they never appointed a durable power of attorney outside of themselves. And they never dreamed about both getting dementia. So here there was this massive issue when their neighbors were calling 911 on a regular basis because they were falling and dangerous situations were going on in the home. And during the pandemic, it was probably the 9th, 10th time the ER, the 911 was called, and, you know, ER beds were in scarce supply, so they were taken to different hospitals. And these two people ended up there, and nobody knew anything about them, and they only had each other, and they didn't know where the other one was. And my colleague got called in to help, and it required no less than 7 experts. And we have really vetted the experts that we work with, because you don't just need an attorney. You need an attorney who had the expertise to get an emergency hearing during a pandemic. And they needed my colleague who understood the process of placement and Medicare and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We also needed to call in a fiduciary to manage the money because there was no one. So you can see that we decided, let's get all these experts in one place. And that's how Aging Well Partners first started, that people could go to one spot, Aging Well Partners, and then they would be able to access whatever they need. It's sort of a one-stop shop. And it's not just in San Diego, because Care Patrol is nationwide. We work with over 150 partners, and not just in Care Patrol. We also reach out to other care. Our biggest thing is we vet our partners, and we have a application that we try to encourage people to use, because we want the best in the industry. So I work with, say, someone in New York who's not with Care Patrol, but is the best in New Jersey that we know of. So, and they have a whole stable of experts underneath them. So, you know, it works out great.
What an education. Thank you, Jackie.
AgingWellPartners.com.
Exactly.
Everybody check it out for sure. Thank you, Jackie, for being with us. Be bold, be creative. Momstown 365, we're here for you every day.